Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Go for a nap. Welcome to the Nobody Panic podcast. Or should we call it the Napbody Panic podcast?
NP for
nap.
Napping.
Because today we're doing how to nap properly. That's the episode.
I'll be bringing a deep negative energy into the room.
This is Tessa, by the way.
Hello, this is Tessa. I don't think this is a worthy topic. No, I do. I mean, it's nice to learn. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm having a lovely time with
you. We've done weirder topics than this.
We certainly have. I just think Stevie suggested how to nap, and I was like, who doesn't know how to nap? Just lie down.
And I found that incredibly patronising.
Lie down, mate. I could do it right now.
And then Tessa suggested doing how to talk about wine, and I said she was a moron.
But we're going ahead with both of those ideas.
We're going ahead with both of them. And this one, Tessa is allowed to boo and heckle me.
I won't be heckling. I'm a polite listener.
You are, sometimes. And then with the wine one, I'm allowed to, you know, be like, everyone knows how to talk about wine, and if you do talk about wine, then you're an idiot. You're pretentious. Anyway, right, so...
Look, we've got all our issues out of the way.
Thank God. So the issue is that I... Okay, well, I'll ask you. You clearly do nap then quite regularly, and you have a nice time?
Yes. But I also just think...
You're good at sleeping in general.
Quite good at sleeping, but also a nap to me is... such an achievable thing because you only ever really do it if you didn't mean to.
So I know people that are like, they have power naps, and I'm like, oh, were you like so knackered that you couldn't stay up straight? And it's like, no, that's not what a napping is. That's like you've got a serious sleep disorder. Like,
right.
Napping is supposed to like, all I can think of is saying is lubricate your day, but I don't want to use that phrase.
Certainly.
But you know what
Why
I mean?
Why have you come up with it?
I don't know. I can't think of any other way.
Such a weird choice.
I guess fuck your day.
No, stop it. Stop that.
Sorry. Essentially, I read this book a while ago that said that our brains, when they compare our brains to animals and how lots of different animals sleep, how like whales sleep, it's different to how a bird sleeps because it all depends on their environment. So birds will often, interesting fact, if they're in like a little line on a branch, the outside birds will keep their outside eye open and that half of their brain will remain awake. And the inside half of their brain will be asleep. And so they're half asleep, half awake. So they're always wary. Halfway through the night, they'll switch with another bird and they'll go to sleep fully, like all the other birds did. And then that bird will, one eye will open.
Will be like a guard bird.
Guard bird. So all things like that. And with the human brain, they've sort of by like process of elimination and like seeing what our brains look like, seeing how most people are in the day and the night, that we should be sleeping 8 hours a night minimum, and then at around 3-4 o'clock have a 20-minute nap. And no, obviously nobody does this, or very few people do this, but that's why you have that like massive slump in the day. So we should be listening to that slump. I said to Tessa, I'm really bad at napping, and Tessa replied quite fairly, I've seen you fall asleep in all manner of situations, and I have. Whenever we like work together or something, I will be asleep under a table. That is just what I will do. But often that's because in those situations, I find it very difficult to sleep before I'm doing a job, like a filming job or something. I find it impossible, which means that whenever, if you've ever seen him on the small screen, which if you had, then that's amazing. I've been on it for all of 5 seconds. You were seeing a very tired woman. Like, I'm always knackered. That's not napping. That's like, my body is just being like, you can't be awake anymore. And when I do try and nap, but I'm like, so say I'm feeling a bit ill, or I'm like, I'm getting a cold, or I definitely need to rest, I'll fall asleep for 5 hours or I won't fall asleep and I'll be really annoyed at myself and then I'll fall asleep 3 hours later. And you're like, I just want to have control. I just want to, like, I want to be one of those people who's like, so I had like a nap today and then it's not a big deal. Like, I want to know what, is there a better time to nap? Like, if you need to nap, should you nap in the afternoon? Should you nap, is that like a fallacy? Like, you shouldn't nap for more than 30 minutes because then you won't be able to sleep at night. Or is that not right? Just like, I just want to learn more about napping,
please. Okay,
as humans we should be asleep in the night, so why are we sleeping in the day? I just thought it was interesting.
Absolutely.
Very defensive.
And I'm sorry for bringing that energy in here.
The energy was in here
and I'm sorry it's gone now.
It has gone.
I can't wait to learn. I just, my experience of napping is that you just have fallen asleep for a bit. You've got to go and do something else, but you've got 20 minutes, so you fall asleep.
When you fall asleep and you wake up, genuine question, do you feel awful?
Yes,
after?
I feel 1,000 times worse.
Yeah, why is it so, like...
But when you're falling asleep, it feels delicious.
It's so amazing,
isn't it? The most delicious feeling in the world.
I think
it is.
You've
gone to bed and you're like, oh my God, I've got this many minutes or whatever. And you fall asleep in your clothes and it feels delicious.
And you realise you've made the perfect decision. Mm. Like, this is where all of the roads have met.
Yeah, it feels like I am one with the world.
And then you wake up and then you feel groggy, annoyed, just like, oh God, oh, how long have I got, what time is it, what day is it? And then tired, so tired for like an hour after. I hate that feeling.
I always put an alarm on.
Ooh.
So that I don't fall asleep for 8 days.
I do that, but then I turn it off and then I continue to fall asleep. Anyway, right, so what adult thing
I think
have you
you've
done
got a real problem.
Week? Okay. I've always got a problem.
Have you ever considered going to one of those sleep clinics?
No, I'm fine.
I think you should go to one.
I maybe will. Could someone tweet me, at Stevie M, the S is a 5, if I'm not the only one who's like, my napping game is all over the place. Is it only me that wants to like strengthen my napping game? If it is, then we'll know, because everyone will turn off the podcast and no one will be listening, apart from my mum, who is a loyal listener. Hello, Margie. So I suppose this podcast is in and of itself a nap experiment.
Absolutely. Oh.
And
bloody hell.
Remember when we did houseplants? I hate myself.
I just think that
it's been 5 minutes. You told me I have a problem and I should go to a clinic.
I just think you should consider going to a clinic.
I'm all right.
I would love to go to one of those things where they observe you sleeping.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, they'd observe me and then I wouldn't go to sleep and then I'd ruin the experiment.
And you were saying that and then maybe they'd understand why that was.
Oh my God, I should go to sleep.
Maybe they'd say, hey, Stevie, you've been away for 48 hours. And you said, I know, I'm so nervous about falling asleep and ruining your experiment. And they'd be like, okay, let's unpack that.
That would be useful,
and
actually.
And maybe you'd get to the sort of more root of the
can
issue.
You do a sleep clinic and then I'll just be, you can ask me questions.
You want me
to
do
it? I feel very happy now, but I'd be frightened with like people in lab coats. This has gone so off topic. Like,
I could do it, no problem. Like, you could put me in there right now in a glass room.
I fully believe you think you could do that. Are you saying you think you could run a clinic?
Run the clinic.
Yes.
I could run the clinic.
Oh, of course.
But I could also be in the clinic, no problem. I could fall asleep.
I have no doubt you would go in there and fall asleep immediately and they'd be like, great, you are, because you're a very good control person. So you get like insomniacs and then you get Tessa. I do doubt that you'd be able to confidently run a sleep clinic, considering you're not a sleep psychologist or a doctor or have no... You've not.
I think I could do it.
Okay.
I think I could do it.
Okay.
First thing everyone would do, I'd take everybody's phones away from them.
Okay, you've got the job.
That's it. They take everyone's phone. Then I say, this is Jeremy. He guards the phones.
Already, it's getting weird.
No.
Jeremy's the guardian of the phones.
Stay with it. So if anything ever does happen, you will be contacted.
Yes.
Jeremy stays abreast of your social media. He likes anything he needs to like.
Already.
I
want to go to a real sleep clinic.
So then I take everyone's phones away.
Yeah.
Then there's no screens, no television.
Okay.
And we rise at dawn.
Okay.
And we till the fields.
I mean,
and as soon as the night, I take everyone's watch away as well.
Then as soon as the night takes us,
as soon as the night crests, we plop to sleep.
What? Wow.
And there's like fresh air and windows, and everyone's room is cold. There's no.
Your language is very refreshing, because you don't speak like a doctor.
Yes.
Or any doctor I know.
People really take to it.
people really take to it. Already in this conversation, you have a band of followers.
Already in this.
But you know what country it's in as well? And it is Switzerland. Okay, right.
I hadn't even thought about opening a branch abroad, but now I see it.
sorry, it's in England.
But sorry, I see we should definitely open a Swiss branch.
Yeah,
God. Right. The Swiss are fine. They don't need any help.
They don't, actually.
I bet we don't have a single Swiss listener because they don't need...
A Swissner.
Because they don't need a podcast. They're like, why...
They go, how to do that?
Why would I know? I know how to do everything.
Well, let's not do the accent because that... You are not doing it. And I...
This is from Switzerland. This is exactly right.
So much confidence. So much confidence. What adult thing have you done this week apart from set up a sleep commune?
It's about a mattress. So
Jesus,
that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
I took my good mattress with me home.
Mm-hmm.
My Eve mattress. But then, of course, there was a mattress on the inventory.
Of course.
What's a girl to do?
I don't know what I'd do there. Make a mattress out of weaving baskets.
Option one, weave the mattress. Option two, leave my good mattress.
Oh,
crazy.
No.
Option three, take the my good mattress home, get another mattress. Because when I was arrived, it was just a shitty one from IKEA.
Did you get like a cheap one, though?
So I went on Amazon, paid for the Prime, got the next day delivery. It arrived. It was a single.
So you bought a single mattress for
the bed. But not only that, I think it was like for a bunk bed or something. So it was like so thin and shit. And I unraveled half of it. I carried up the stairs with one hand. It was in a bag, like wrapped up.
Top.
And I was like, part of me was honestly like, I think it'll inflate. I think it's gonna... And I like rang the customer service and I said, excuse me, you've done... Please. And then they were like, I'm so sorry, there's no more double mattresses anywhere.
What in the world?
Well, they were like, it's like £200. And I was like, this is insanity. I'm not paying that.
No.
Well, you just come and take this one away, please.
So you don't have a mattress.
They couldn't do that. So I had to like bandage it in masking tape, take it to the post office.
Then
they paid for the exchange. And I was like, oh, at least it's done. Because I even got the Prime especially to be like, and job done, tip. Then, of course, I had no mattress, had to sleep on the sofa. What a journey.
Oh.
Anyway, got on Gumtree. Found a man with a brand new one.
Cheap.
£30.
That's all right.
Not bad. And then he was like, you can come and get it for £30 or for £10.
And then he kidnapped you.
Oh, and then, and Stevie, hello, I live with him now. I'm blinking to show I need help. No, he said for £10 I'll drop it off at the house. And obviously my instinct was to be like, no, thank you.
No, I'll do it.
I'll come and get that.
Tell me you paid for it.
And walk home. And then I was like, I'll get a friend. I'll walk, or no friend. I guess I'll roll it home down the street.
I'll roll the square mattress
I'll
home.
I'll just over one end over the other. This won't be a problem. This is fine.
6 miles. There I go.
6 miles, 4 hours. No problems here. Carry it on my head. Like, this will be fine. And then I just said, yes, please. Thank you. Please deliver it. And I paid the £10.
That's really great. That's really adult.
That was really adult because my instinct, of course, is to weave one.
I mean, my one is that I had my first ever massage.
Oh, wow.
I've never had one before.
Oh, wow.
Because I think I just didn't understand the point. To be fair, I think I still don't get the point of massage over like, I'll go to an osteopath. Is that the cracking back? Isn't it? Yeah. Because I can...
Chiropractor cracking the back, osteopath... chiropodist doing the foot, right. Chiropractor on the back, osteopath moving your muscles in a different way, not the cracking though.
Interesting. Okay, well, there's so many different types of people for your back.
Osteopath realigning you.
Oh, I'd like to be realigned. Okay, well, something like that. I think I may be, it felt like the massage thing tended more towards like, oh, that feels nice, rather than, oh, it's doing some real genuine. It did do some good.
A while ago, this thing came through our door saying that a guy was doing, practicing Bowen technique, which is another of the sort of muscle realignment things, for free. Would anybody interested in coming and doing, you know, having 4 sessions for his coursework or whatever?
Yeah.
I was like, 100% yes.
Yeah.
When? And then when I was like on a table in his house, I was like, oh no.
Oh, that's... Were you... It's just you?
Yeah. And I was like,
in a man's house,
bugger.
On his table.
This little, like, hand, like, you know, Microsoft Word thing has come through the letterbox. No one knows where I am. Like, I was like, oh, bugger. But it was absolutely fine. And I, you know, it was perfectly nice.
Okay, napping. So, my interest was piqued because a nap expert called Christopher Lindholst, who is the CEO of Metro Naps, which is these, like, they look like giant Pac-Mans, and they're in workplaces. They're basically, they're very cool looking nap pods that you can just go in for like a certain amount of time on your lunch break or whenever, if you're feeling stressed or if you just need a nap. Like, it just feels like such a Scandinavian thing that in the workplace they'd be like, I'm not going to do the accent. Maybe you can. Like, of course you're allowed to nap. Please.
We have a wonderful quality of life.
A wonderful quality of life. I am sweet. That was very offensive. So I just can't imagine in, like, London or the UK city workers being like, yeah, go, buy, sell, I need to have a nap. And everyone going, absolutely cool, mate. Like, you'd be like, what, you absolute pansy, because of the horrible lad culture that we have in workplaces. And also this culture of, like, busy, 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 like, I don't have time to do anything. Like, when I was in an office, everyone just spent the whole time talking about how they didn't have time. And I was sitting there like, well, I'm doing my job quite well, and I do have time. I'm on Facebook now, so I think you're saying this so you appear busy rather than, like, actually being busy. But the point is that he's trying to spread the message that, like, how important napping is and how we take it for granted. And maybe if someone suggested doing a podcast episode, the other person would be like, why? Like, things like that.
For example,
I can't.
Nap,
like,
culture has a stigma around it.
Yes, right?
It's not presented as something positive.
And I think it's very important we talk about it over anything else.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, the idea is that it encourages healthy napping. So it's not like, I think going to bed is, I've read elsewhere, that that's not a good place to nap, even though obviously you're like, that is the place I want to nap because it's bed. That will encourage you to sleep longer, to also feel weirder when you get up. Because I think when you wake up in your own bed at 4 p.m, you're like, wah! Even more so than when you wake up on a sofa or a couch, and you're easier to transition back into your normal day. Rather than you have to get out of your duvet, and no one wants to do that. Also, it's that whole thing about, like, separating a nap from a full sleep, and you don't want to be in your bed any longer than you have to be. You're fine because you sleep pretty well, but people that don't, like, I can't do work in bed because then it just means I just don't sleep because my brain's on.
No, but nobody should do that.
Nobody should do that. First-time nappers often have the wrong expectation about what's going to happen to them when they rest for a few minutes. So this is the thing that I have, and I'm so glad when he said this because I was like, that's what I want to do, because I think, in my head, this is what a nap is. You're like, Tessa's looking at me like she's a prune. Her whole face is, like, crinkled up. She's like, go on then. What do you
I'm sorry.
It's fine. No,
let me give you more of a safe space to have your ideas.
I do know that I've seen that facial expression before, and I know that that's not what you're necessarily thinking. It is, unfortunately, your listening face. That's worse.
Right.
So what I think that napping is I'm like, I'm going about my day, I'm doing some stuff, and then I'm like, I'm tired. Okay, great. I'm going to go to sleep for, like, 20 minutes. My thing is, I'm like, right, I'll lie down, I'll fall asleep for 20 minutes, got my alarm, come up, I'll wake up. That's not what happens. I go to sleep, or I don't go to sleep, or it's like this weird kind of half waking, half sleeping state that I'm like, is this right? Should I have gone to fully asleep? Was that helpful? How did I do, basically? And I don't want to be graded and given a sticker for sleeping, but I also do.
That was my worry,
and that's why I often don't nap, because I'm like, well, what's the point if I'm not going to properly sleep?
Okay.
Apparently, that's what a nap is. Like, you're not supposed to go fully sleep. I sound like a moron. You're not fully supposed to go to sleep. You're supposed to be in that half waking, half half asleep state.
Okay.
If you go into full sleep when you're in the day, that is bad for you. Like, you're not supposed to be doing that. That will impinge on your night sleep. And okay. It's like, there's so many different theories on this. Christopher says that the optimal amount of nap time is 15 to 20 minutes. Napping longer, it's not bad for you, but there's a higher risk of entering deeper levels of sleep, which will result in that groggy feeling when you wake up. So that's why I don't nap well, because I was like half an hour or four hours is my normal nap. To avoid that horrible groggy feeling, you need to lessen the amount of nap that you're having, and then you wake up and you will feel because that's in line with your rhythm, so you should naturally be waking up anyway rather than getting deeper and deeper and deeper. But then if you want a nap to catch up on sleep that you've had, rather than just like you've had 8 hours but you also want a nap, if you're fully sleep deprived, a full 90 minute sleep cycle nap is very, very helpful, because then you are fully catching up on a cycle of sleep.
So 90 minutes. So if you've got time,
90 minute nap will replenish lost sleep.
Okay.
15 to 20 minute nap is like, I need a power nap, I'm tired.
But don't go for a halfway point, because you'll be brought out
so
of a
groggy
full sleep.
And okay. You'll be really weird when you wake up and say weird things. Like
that
I
is
do.
Very helpful.
Yes. The best time to go to sleep is early mid-afternoon, because that's when your circadian rhythm, that rhythm that like makes you awake or drowsy throughout the day, it dips. It's slightly different for everyone, but it's sort of between 2 and 4 is like the best time. Other things are, you said that you put your alarm on. That is good, but you need to make sure your phone's on airplane mode. Otherwise, even if you're not thinking about your phone, subconsciously you are thinking about your phone being on. You won't nap. You won't relax. And also, you will get disturbed halfway through and it'll be really annoying. Now, have you heard of the coffee nap?
You have a drink of coffee, you go to sleep 20 minutes.
And then it'll wake you up. Yeah.
It wakes you up.
I was like, well, that'll be the way I nap then, because that will mean that I won't have that groggy feeling. It's not good to do it constantly, because for the reason about caffeine will just knock you completely out of whack with your sleep cycle anyway, so it would just make you more and more and more tired. I don't think I'd be able to go to sleep if I'd like introduced a game to it.
Yes.
Like, and go, and then you're like, oh god, I'm gonna sleep now. Because sorry for anyone not listening, yeah, like it's like Tessa says, you drink a strong coffee, you go to sleep, and then the caffeine will kick in 20 minutes. That will wake you up. That is the idea. So yeah, it becomes now like some sort of competition. Mm. It's you versus your own brain. I feel that is not relaxing.
No.
And it's not something that you should do unless it's like emergency level nap.
I once
time.
Did it with like with one, I don't drink coffee, so I did it with one, because I don't like it, everyone, not because I have any, what's the word? I'm not for worthy.
Averse to caffeine?
Not for like worthy reasons. Like yeah. I don't drink coffee. I just don't care for it.
You don't like hot drinks, do you, really?
Not hugely. Like, and I know now swathes of listeners are just turning off, booing.
No one boos when someone
People
else
are
doesn't
horrified
like hot drinks.
About not the not drinking hot drinks thing.
I don't drink tea, and I do get a lot of like comments.
Yeah, people
tea, and you're like, no.
And I just want to say, like, please, I think it's wonderful. I wish I was part of the culture.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish I could go for
but
a
But you should accept and be happy that you're not.
But I'm sorry, I can't. Anyway, so I've never had a coffee. And I did try that thing though once with one square of dairy milk, which
what was
all
that? Oh, dairy milk you tried chocolate. The sorry, you tried the napping thing.
Yeah, but with one square, and I remember putting it on my tongue like it was a tab of acid, being like, "And go,
well, let's see what happens."
Woo! And obviously,
I guess nothing much.
Nothing.
No, sure.
But it does feel exactly like that. Of like, drink this, lie down. It's too stressful to
yeah.
To
I begin wouldn't it. Want. I wouldn't want.
I'm
do
glad
that.
He doesn't trumpet that. Theory.
Yes, I think it's like a...
I was worried that he was going to come out and say that was the ideal one.
No, absolutely not. It's just to be used when you're absolutely desperate.
Okay.
I can't imagine that. I'm very rarely desperate for a nap. I'm normally just, I've fallen asleep somewhere. Mm. Like, I'm always like, I'm really, oh God, I'm gone.
Well, it's sort of the same thing, isn't it? You didn't know you were desperate. You just, you're already, your body was desperate for
Yeah, one. Your body's trumpeting for a nap.
Trumpeting for a nap.
Now, I also asked whether napping can be a sign of something you should change, like lack of sleep or a problem. And he says that napping is a very normal part of the human circadian rhythm. We are naturally programmed for drowsiness in the afternoon. So it's literally when you feel that slump at work or at home, it is your body being like, if you fancy it, now would be a great time. Mm. So you like
May
listening to
nap.
It is great. And you can do that every day if you want. You're not unhealthy. If you're listening, be like, I nap all the time. If napping is starting to affect your productivity in the day and is actually impinging on your life, then I think then it can be a symptom of loads of different things. It can be a symptom of depression. It can be a symptom of anxiety. It can be a symptom of a sleep disorder. It can be that you actually have... I thought this was interesting. When people are getting colds or viruses, in the days before you have any symptoms at all, so you don't even know you're getting one, you will become way more tired because your body is desperately fighting it off. And the moment your body loses the battle is the moment you feel the symptoms. So wow. Your body's tired already. So that it might mean that your kind of immune system is fighting something off as well. So you should always listen to it, and just, we need to stop doing this thing where we, you did it before, and I think it's fine, because people being like, I don't drink caffeine, because you're like, okay, F off. But it is actually like, it's blocking one of our body's apparently most clear signs to us that we're not well, and or that we need to change something. Mm-hmm. And so then if you drink shitloads of coffee, you're never going to know that. You're not listening to your body at all. And your poor body's being like, please, I think you need more sleep. And you're like, I feel fine. I'm smashing this meeting. Mm. But you're false smashing it. And it might cause problems later on.
There was once an episode of Desperate Housewives where...
I used to love that show.
Love that show. Okay, not Brie and not Gabrielle.
Oh, and the only ones I remember. And not Lois Lane.
Not Lois Lane. What are we left with?
Felicity Huffman.
Oh, thank God. Right. There was always just like socks everywhere, and you know, she was the epitome of this mother drowning under the chaos.
Yes.
Once, so one of her kids has these ADHD tablets, I think Ritalin or one of those, and another mum in the line says like, you know, if you take them and you don't have ADHD, it like...
Yeah.
And then, so she does it one night, and then she's just up all night. She's done everything. She's cleaned the house. She's made all the costumes. Does anyone need anything else? Well, here we go.
She's finally reached the level that everyone else appears to be at.
Yeah.
She always feels less and like
yeah.
she's
Yeah, and suddenly
scrabbling.
She's managing to do everything, and she's so bright-eyed. And even though obviously it's a sort of cautionary tale about the damage of this thing, I remember watching it being like, I want that so badly.
I remember
thinking
episode.
Like, how can I get my hands on some of those? Even though I wasn't very old.
I have thought that quite a lot throughout university and stuff, because in America there's a real problem with Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been like, well, I wish there was a real problem over here, because I wouldn't mind it.
Wouldn't mind some of
that. It's Pro Plus, but that's why there's a problem, because it's dreadful for you. It's blocking everything. So it's obviously going to cause a massive problem later. Your eyes nearly shot out of your head then.
Well, I just remembered that somebody did sell me one once in Freshers.
Wow.
And I was too scared to take it, and it just sat on my desk for ages and actually really improved my work ethic because I never took it, and I kept being like, well, when it's a real emergency, I'll take it. And
yeah.
Because it was like to not make you not go to sleep. It was to keep you awake for 48 hours or whatever.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, well, when I really need it. And then I never did, because I was always too nervous.
That's really excellent.
I think I gave it back.
Just like...
rallying
around in the bottom of your bag, like covered in
people
stuff.
People always ask if there's a big drug scene at our university, and I'm always like, I don't think so. Because people are giving back their
their one Ritalin that they got 6 months ago.
Yeah, and then I gave it back.
That's great. If you want to nap like a fucking champion, it's... between 2 and 4, don't do the coffee power nap thing. 15 to 20 minutes, put an alarm on, put your phone on airplane mode. Basically, we should be, napping should become like a thing, like a nice tool that you can use.
Maybe it needs the word power on the front.
Power nap, it has to be a power nap.
For us to take control.
Yeah, it's like nap did get rebranded. The power nap, it's like the difference between like men's products, like men's shampoo is all like, cool breeze. Women's shampoo is like
Lily Blossom.
And it's like, yeah, power nap sounds so much better than nap.
Definitely.
I'm going to have a nap now.
Yeah, lovely. If there was a pod in here, I would get in it. Genuinely, a lot of the like banking work experience guidebooks say, make sure you are there before your day officially starts.
Yeah.
Make sure you're always seen to leave after your day has finished. Never take your full lunch break. Like, those are literally the like
God.
Ways to get ahead in business, like instruction.
Dreadful.
Which is, I think we have got a slightly warped attitude that it is, obviously, if you are only doing one day and you get as much done in this one day as you possibly can, great idea. Let's set off at the crack of dawn, let's work through lunch, let's get this thing done. But if it's that is your life every single day, then that can only like drive you into the ground. Like that
yeah.
is not a long-term solution, it is a short-term solution. And we are running ourselves on short-term solutions on a long-term basis.
Oh my God, that's...
Hello! Oh, that's good, hello!
That is
good. Fantastic. If you really want to get more into this, The 4-Hour Work Week, which is a book by Tim Ferriss,
mm-hmm.
It came out, it's possibly something you'd recognise. It's like a big, really thick, big white book with red writing with a silhouette
like
of
every self-help book ever.
Yeah, well, it was sort of came out a bit before like the
everyone
wave really started. It's got a silhouette of someone in a hammock.
He also made the 4-hour body, and the 4-hour work week was the idea that you could, if you did it properly, work just 4 hours a week and, you know, become a millionaire or whatever.
Good Lord.
It's an interesting book. And I mean, he is crackers, absolutely crackers. But there are some really interesting stuff in there. He basically did like all various kind of different experiments on himself about like ways to be more productive. And one of them was the sleeping thing, in which he was awake for 2 hours, had a 20-minute nap, was awake for 2 hours all day. So that was...
Oh my God.
That became his life. God. And he, I believe...
I think that's too weird.
Well, that's the thing. It's like...
Try it.
Have a go. It's hard to get it to work. Like, yeah. It's hard to do it.
Have you tried it?
No. That's insane, because you'd need to be... I think he does take himself off into the wilderness to get into the habit of it. So then it's just like him doing his own thing. I think he's traveling. I think he's trying to get a distance, which is like, yeah, we're walking, then I lie down and sleep. When my timer goes off, it's literally like the timer goes off, you have to lie down. No.
Okay.
The timer stops, you have to get up, and you have to get up. I think he did like it, but also he was alone in the wilderness,
yeah, I was gonna
just
say, like,
walking along. It's called the Extreme Superman Method, and there are variations on that of like 5 hours plus 2 hours sleep or whatever. Like, that becomes your rhythm. But I think it's just, as with many things, it's impossible to be that person and also live a functioning social life.
Yeah, you have to.
You can't have a family.
Chilled out
and
about
kids
it.
And go to a party if in the middle your alarm goes off and you have to
just drop to the floor,
to the floor and you have to get in your like makeshift pod and go upstairs to sleep, and they'll be like, I'll back down in 20 minutes.
Yeah, and also a lot of people listening will have a 9-to-5 working week.
Yeah,
like, well, like, imagine being like, I'm just like to have a nap now. Like, obviously,
but that's
not.
The thing is, like, this pod,
Metro Naps.
That's exactly it, isn't it? About it saying, yes, you can actually.
If you work in one of those special places that do have nap pods, like Google and those like things, but also like you can do it on the weekends. Like, it's better for you to get up a normal time rather than have a lie-in and have a nap than it is to have like a massive lie-in, because then that just knocks you out.
And that's a very holiday thing, isn't it? Because on holiday, often you get up and you go and do something, and then you come back to your hotel room and have a sleep,
that's
and
my
then
favorite,
and you're like, oh, everyone feels well. Like, everyone feels really good, and you're like, this is a thing we could carry
it's
on
the
doing.
Napping, yeah, it's not the sun, it's not the sea, it's the napping,
it's the napping before, it's the, oh, we're in now, and then it's a little sleep and a bath before dinner. Oh,
see, look,
bloody hell.
See, look, napping was interesting.
I'm not saying it wasn't interesting. I did that. I'm sorry for bringing that, and now I know that it is fascinating.
It's fascinating.
I've totally
again,
changed
nap.
The stigma has been shown to me. I was in the wrong.
So glad.
So,
no, you weren't in the wrong. You weren't in the wrong.
Thank
you just
for offering me redemption in this space.
I did offer redemption.
Thank you so much for helping me through that.
I feel like I like know a bit more about napping, and I will now just, I'm not going to be so frightened of it and think that I'm bad at it, because I don't think you can be bad at it if you just like follow those simple, really, really simple
I wish you all the best
guidelines.
I hope next time we speak, if...
I won't, because I'll be asleep.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
But please tell me how your napping goes.
I will. Maybe my adult thing can be like, I had 3 naps this week, and everyone will be like, that's not an adult thing, but it is.
I had 3 what?
Naps.
No.
Power naps.
Power naps.
I am an adult.
Oh.
Okay, great. Tweet us a picture of you napping. Don't do that.
Don't feel obliged to do that.
Please don't. If you have any thoughts about future podcasts or things that you want to hear us talk about or tackle or blather on about, then please tweet us at NobodyPanicPod. I'm at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates.
And her email is nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. And have a lovely week. And thank you so much for listening and continuing to listen. And sleep well and look after yourself. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast, and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.